Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Attorney General Loretta Lynch refused to provide an update on the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee pressed her for answers.
The chairman of the panel, Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, says the potential for improper political influence on the email investigation is high, given that Clinton served as President Obama's Secretary of State and she's now running to succeed him in the White House. The attorney general says the inquiries run by career prosecutors and FBI agents, and Loretta Lynch says she doesn't talk about the details with people outside the Justice Department.
But certainly it's my hope that when it comes to ongoing investigations that we all would stay silent.
Clinton's campaign says she's not worried by the probe and none of her aides has been told they're a target. Even so, the Republican National Committee has filed two new lawsuits demanding Clinton's emails and text messages. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
No word yet on whether he will ultimately be endorsing a candidate, but an aide with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush's failed presidential bid says Bush will be meeting privately with all of the remaining GOP candidates, with the exception of current frontrunner Donald Trump. The aide who spoke anonymously to the Associated Press says Bush is expected to meet first with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He'll hold subsequent meetings with Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Volkswagen announced today its top U.S. executive is stepping down, effective immediately. Michael Horn became the president and CEO of Volkswagen America in 2014. NPR's John Itzke explains he was the company's point man in the U.S. as it tries to manage its way through a huge emissions cheating scandal.
The scandal involves nearly 600,000 cars in the U.S. and 11 million vehicles worldwide that were fitted with devices that allowed them to cheat on emissions tests. Horn publicly apologized at a Volkswagen event in Brooklyn last September, shortly after the cheating was exposed.
Our company was dishonest with the EPA and the California Air Resources Board, and with all of you. And in my German words, we have totally screwed up.
Horn also took the heat for the company before Congress a few weeks later. He told angry lawmakers he believed that a couple of software engineers were responsible for the cheating. VW has not yet provided a fix for the problem. John Itzke, NPR News, Washington.
The Bank of Bangladesh is working to recover upwards of $100 million it says was apparently stolen by Chinese hackers. The account was at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, though in a statement today, Fed officials said there's no evidence of attempts to penetrate Federal Reserve systems, no evidence the systems were compromised. According to officials in Bangladesh, it appears the money was routed to accounts in the Philippines. Officials there say some of the money has been recovered. Strong earnings coupled with a further rise in oil prices helped boost stocks today. The Dow was up 36 points to close at 17,000. The Nasdaq gained 25 points. This is NPR. A man wanted in connection with the shooting of an Idaho pastor was taken into custody by the Secret Service last night. Officials say the man, identified as Kyle Odom, was arrested around 5:30 as he was allegedly throwing items over a fence at the White House. Police in Idaho contend Odom had attended services several times at the church where the pastor worked. In a bizarre document that Odom mailed to members of his family, he claimed the pastor was a Martian and, in fact, Martians controlled the earth. Odom's family expressed belief for his safe apprehension. Health officials in France are investigating what happened during a drug clinical trial that earlier this year left one person dead and sickened five others. NPR's Raylan Bichelle says it was the first time the drug was tested on humans.
The trials were meant to test a possible pain reliever made by the Portuguese company Bial. Previous tests in rats, mice, dogs, and monkeys indicated the molecule would be safe for humans. In all, 90 people took the drug at different doses. The six who were hospitalized had gotten the highest dose, which was as much as 40 times higher than that needed for the desired effect. A report released this week by a committee of scientists says the drug produced a completely unusual effect that damaged the subjects' brains. Those who got lower doses had no consistent adverse reactions, the report says. Later this month, the group will make recommendations to the French government to improve clinical trial regulations. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.
Public is being allowed to pay final respects to Nancy Reagan. Members of the armed services carrying Reagan's casket into her late husband's presidential library in Simi Valley, California, had a Friday scheduled funeral services. Reagan died this past Sunday. Nancy Reagan was 94 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.